What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take our Monday morning look, our first look for this week, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. A mission from the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, is in Panama to review the country's economic situation and learn about the recovery process after the health crisis caused by the confinement imposed by the government to stop the pandemic. Last October, the IMF had updated its growth projections for Panama in 2022, leaving an estimate of 7% the expansion of the gross domestic product, the GDP. This calculation represented a decrease compared to the 7.5% estimated last April by the agency. Now that the IMF representatives are in Panama, they meet with the Minister of Economy and Finance, Hector Alexander, who led the work team made up of the Vice Minister of Economy, Imelda Medrano de Gonzalez, the Vice Ministry of Finance, Jorge Luis Almengor, and directors of the institution. This is a very important visit because we will receive the review that the IMF does annually on Panama based on its Article 4, for which it has a group of economists who mainly attend the Central American and Caribbean region, said the Vice Minister of Finance, Jorge Luis Almengor, through a note from the entity. And the latest note from the Moody's agency to the Panamanian economy affected the rating of four state companies whose outlook went from stable to negative. Last October, Moody's affirmed Panama's long-term issuer and senior unsecured debt ratings at Baa2, but warned that the lack of funds in the Caja de Seguros IVM pension program may affect the country's ability to obtain new financing. Moody's said that the lack of reforms in the CSS denotes weaknesses in policy management and represents a factor that, if not corrected, will materially undermine Panama's credit profile and negatively affect the sovereign credit outlook. This concern led the rating agency to change its outlook on Tocumen International Airport, the Panama Canal Authority, and the electric transmission company ETESA, also the highway company, the national highway company ENA, from stable to negative. The Tribunal Electoral held on the morning of this Sunday at its headquarters in Ancon a meeting to establish the order of review of the videos of the support signatures of the pre-candidates for free application identified as voidable or suspicious. Faced with complaints or irregularities, the Tribunal Electoral magistrates were forced to suspend the app that allows them to collect signatures through video calls on October the 25th. And filed three complaints with the Electoral Attorney General's Office for the possible commission of electoral computer crimes related to impersonation of identity in digital procedures and manipulation of digital media with the purpose of affecting the integrity of the electoral process. In addition, an audit was ordered, which ultimately was carried out by the institution itself. The digital tool was reactivated on the 22nd of November, and some pre-candidates were denied its use. But in a meeting held on Friday, the 2nd of December, this was between a group of pre-candidates and magistrates Alfredo Junca, Eduardo Valdez, and Luis Guerrero, it was agreed that everyone will be able to use the tool, which will be subject to review and investigation by some supporting firms, qualified as voidable under the audit. That was the reason why the draw was made this Sunday. The Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIAP, stressed that the country has not yet managed to recover the employment indicators, with unemployment and informality figures, which in its latest measurement are 9.9% and 48.2% respectively. For this reason, through its Sunday column, La Cámara Opina, the Chamber urged the population to purchase local products during this month of December, characterized by its great commercial movement. Well, this due to the celebrations of Mother's Day, Christmas and New Year festivities that translate into the generation of jobs, whether permanent or eventual, highlighted the CCIAP. Thus, the organization announced that this December the 6th, the commercial exhibition, which is hashtag My Company is Panama, in these holidays, hashtag Buy Local, will be held, with the aim of promoting the products and services of both entrepreneurs and small and medium-sized entrepreneurs established in Panama. The decision of each one of the consumers to make local purchases will have a positive impact on the national economy. It will support producers, artisans, entrepreneurs and merchants, as well as in the development of thousands of local professionals, it was stated. The increase in cases of COVID-19 in the most populated regions of Panama has been observed in the recent weeks. In San Miguelito, there were until last Wednesday, 1,122 active cases, which represents a 78% increase in cases compared to the previous week, when 628 infections were registered. The Regional Director of Health of San Miguelito, Yanitzel Rios, reported that this week in the health centres and in the swab post located in Metro Mall, 543 antigen tests have been carried out, of which 210 have tested positive. While a report from the Metropolitan Health Region states that until the 30th of November there were 1,992 active cases. In addition, there are 87 hospitalised patients, of which 82 are in the wards and 5 in the intensive care units. The largest number of active cases are in the Corregimientos of San Francisco with 323, Bella Vista 250 and Juan Diaz with 232. The director of the Metropolitan Region, Israel Cedeño, stated that this is an expected behaviour that the country will have every year now, and all epidemic diseases do have periods of increased cases. For example, the flu is another one, he said. In the words of Cedeño, everything indicates that the waves of COVID-19 will occur between November and January, and the message is that you have to take care of yourself. Also, that the vaccine decreases the risk of serious disease, but not contagion, he added. For one more year, the Ministry of the Environment extended the resolution that provisionally suspends the granting of special permits to subsistence forest use and its modalities, as well as community permits and concessions in tropical forests, for a term of no more than 1 year. This is Resolution 201 of November the 24th of this year, which was published last Friday in the Official Gazette. The document mentions, for example, that during the suspension between 2021 and 2022, the country's forest cover map was prepared and approved, as well as the cartographic location of the areas most affected by deforestation. It also indicates that it was imperative that the Ministry of the Environment implement all the necessary measures and actions to stop the loss of forest cover that impacts the entire world and the threats that are faced due to the expansion of agricultural activity and illegal logging. A report from the Ministry of the Environment revealed that between 2012 and 2019, 8,000 hectares of forests were deforested per year. The largest affected provinces are Veraguas, Panama and Darien, although the entity reported that after the suspension of logging permits, the problem did decrease. And athletes with and without disabilities participated on Sunday. This was in the race walk, which was carried out on the coastal strip within the framework of the International Day of Persons with Disabilities. The activity included 5 kilometre categories, 5 kilometres for people with visual disabilities, 1 kilometre for people with visceral disabilities, and 5 kilometres for 4 categories of injuries to people in wheelchairs. The race walk for friendship was organised by the Best Buddies Panama Association, and more than 2,000 people participated in it, it was reported. The International Day of Persons with Disabilities was declared in 1992 by the United Nations General Assembly. This was through Resolution 47/3. The objective of the date is to promote the rights and well-being of people with disabilities in all spheres of society and development, as well as to raise awareness about their situation in all aspects of political, social, economic and cultural life. And that's it. There we go. That's our look. That's our morning look, our Monday morning look. Some of those things that are in the local news compiled for you on this morning's programme.